Chapter 5. No snakes, no monsters. Gramps came over to take Posy for a ride after dinner. She was quiet when he pulled out of the driveway. She was quiet when he tooted his horn 2 times to say goodbye to Danny. Cat got your tongue. Gram said, "You're mighty quiet tonight." Posy shook his head. Her head. She didn't say a word. "Your mom told me about Nick," Gramps said. "I guess you got him pretty good." Posy stared out the window. "Want to tell me about it?" Gramps asked. Posy told him all about the monster of the Blue Hall and the snakes and the first graders without their mothers. The tight feeling in her chest got looser as she walked. As she talked, Gramps reached over and patted her knee. When she was finished, "They were pulling your leg, Posy," he said. "Blood looks blue until it hits the air. Then it's red. They were trying to scare you, that's all." Posy looked at her arm. Her veins were blue too. "There's no monster, is there, Gramps?" she said. "Nope, no snakes, either that. School has been around since your mom was a little girl. No one has seen a monster yet." It's made Posy feel better to hear Gramps say it. But thinking about school still gave her a funny feeling in her stomach. What do you say we stop at Hank's and get an ice cream?" said Gramps. He swung his truck into the dusty parking lot in front of a small store. He and Posy went inside. "You go pick your flavor," said Gramps. "I want to pick up some milk." Posy ran to the back of the store. She slid open the lid of the ice cream. freezer when she was too small. To reach it, Gramps had to pull a wooden box over for her to stand on. Now she stood on tiptoe and looked in. There were cherry, orange, and grape popsicles. Posey picked cherry and slid the lid closed. She started back to find Gramps. Halfway down the Posey froze. Miss Lee, her very own first grade teacher, was standing at the front of the store. Posey saw her when she visited Miss Lee's class last year. Seeing her in Hank's made Posey feel shy.